The Agriculture Department's first forecast for the U.S. cotton crop based on actual farmer and field surveys puts this year's production at
20.5 million bales. That's the highest since 2006.
And USDA's chief economist Rob Johansson says it's about 1.75 million bales larger than what many analysts had expected and 1.5 million more than USDA's July forecast. Right after USDA put out its new forecast Thursday, cotton futures fell about 4%, not just on the U.S. number, but on USDA's projection of an almost 7.5 million bale increase in foreign cotton production. However, Johansson says on a global scale,
we're seeing global growth, economic growth improve. So we are seeing an increase in cotton usage globally.
And despite more production, world stocks will end the new marketing year about where they will be at the end of this one. U.S. stocks could grow, though, by 3 million bales. But Johansson says for now, USDA is sticking with its previous average price forecast, 61 cents a pound, 7 cents less, though, than this past season's price. Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, Washington.